Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour. Just thought I'd drop you a quick line to say, hey, thank you for supporting the podcast. Myself and the whole team really appreciate it. And we've decided to give back, and we've done that via our Patreon, which is a great way for you to show us a little bit of love by supporting us and becoming a patron of the show. And in return, we will give you extra episodes that we only give to our patrons. Plus, on top of that, you get all of the content that we deliver on our free feed earlier than usual and ad-free. Because, well, why are we going to make you listen to ads if you've just helped us out by giving a little to us? So here's a little taster of what you can expect on our Patreon feed.
But Nick,
what? Hello, Marcus. I mean, that took a... that I really didn't expect your tone to change like that. Everything all right?
Nick.
Yes?
What do you know about Skynet?
Not a lot, if I'm honest. So hopefully you can break it down for me.
Skynet is a fictional artificial neural network based Skynet is a fictional artificial neural network based conscious group mind and artificial general super intelligence system that serves as an antagonistic force of the Terminator franchise. Basically, Skynet is a computer program that becomes self-aware, accesses all of the weapons known to man, and tries to wipe out mankind. And, in the future, finds that the best way to kill mankind is to make robots that look like them. Or should I say, us. Basically, automated killing machines that have a mind of their own. And what if I told you, Nick, that this was not in the realm of sci-fi anymore?
I mean, if you told me that, I'd say, firstly, surely you're lying. You must be talking bollocks. Have you been drinking? Are you drunk? Are you on drugs? Secondly, once you tell me that you're not drunk, you haven't been on drugs, and you're not mad, I'd be like, shit, I'm absolutely terrified. What the hell's going on?
Well, by the way, thank you for listening to this Patreon episode of How to Kill an Hour.
This is the maddest start to an episode that we've done ever, and that's saying something. So buckle up, everyone.
It's gonna get grim, this episode, right? It's gonna get dark, and sometimes that happens in tech, so hold tight. Things may also get a bit Terminator-y as well, but first, usually unmanned aerial vehicles or drones are commonly used for search and rescue missions when disasters strike. Most often they take aerial images of structural damage. They're very similar to the drones that we know people fly around today and play lo-fi hip-hop to when the sun is setting for cool YouTube videos. I am someone who's done that as well, so I'm not dissing you if you've done that. Another question though, Nick, before I move forward. If I create a flying machine capable of tracking you down by listening for your voice, how would that make you feel?
I mean, it'd be pretty creepy, to be honest.
All right, but what if you were pinned under a pile of rubble after a natural disaster and the first responders couldn't locate you, but maybe a human-seeking drone could find you instead? That wouldn't be such a terrible idea, right?
Yeah, that's better. Now I feel like we're using it for good rather than evil.
Yeah, okay. Well, this concept is the focus for engineers in Germany's Fraunhofer Institute, who have built a drone prototype designed to find people by detecting human screams and listening for other signs of distress. There you go. One of the lead engineers, whose name is Macarena Varela, proper party name that, isn't it?
Oh, mate, come on. Why is it every time we do these podcasts, people have got such hilarious names? It is almost like they're trying to make us banter with the name.
Mate, I don't care.
Man's name is Macarena. Like, surely he can't go anywhere without people doing that. Trust me. It's been, and then when you go away, people are going, hey, Macarena, come over here, bruv. You know what I mean? Come back. Hey, Macarena. Like, it's just a lot. I'd change my name. But anyway, big up you, bro.
Right, so Macarena Varela showcased their progress in 2021. And here's how they work, these drones. They set up an auditory system, which is basically a bunch of mics pointing in different directions. And that auditory system, aka mics, could decipher between human cries and sounds that happen in nature, such as animal calls, wind, and even the drone's propellers itself. So it might also need to recognize patterns associated with kicking, clapping, or other ways people try to get the attention of rescue teams. So what they did was, is they built a database of impulsive human noises to train the drone against. I mean, what would you call an impulsive noise, Nick? What would be one of yours?
Whoa!
It's funny, I've never heard you... Never heard that noise from you
before. It's impulsive. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen. Hey! Like, what? I don't know. Like, what is an impulsive sound? It's just a random sound, isn't it? That's the point.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair point. I don't know. For me, I was thinking something regular like a snore or a fart, but hey. So basically, they recorded themselves screaming, tapping, and creating other noises. Probably ones that, like, Nick made as well. Who knows? They probably threw those in there. They're not natural noises.
You never know.
You know, all that kind of stuff. They then analysed each sound frequency to find common signatures and use those to train artificial intelligence software. So drones that are attracted to the screams of distressed humans.
That sounds fucking dark, man. Even the way you read it. Distressed humans. Yes. Bloody hell.
So whilst it's easy to imagine drones in sci-fi horror movies, Varela, aka Macarena, said... Can I just call her Macarena for the rest of this? Because it's a fantastic name, isn't it?
Great.
Macarena said... Hey, Macarena! Every time I say the name, I just say... Dum, 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 dum. Right. So whilst it's easy to imagine humans seeking drones in a sci-fi horror movie, Macarena says that the gadget would be ideal for post-disaster scenarios such as earthquakes, hurricanes, wildfires. I mean, it could even hover over an area that rescue crews have difficulty getting to and pinpoint where people may be trapped. Macarena said,
drones can cover a large area in a shorter period of time than rescuers or trained dogs on the ground. Hey, Macarena! If there's a collapsed building... It can alert and assist rescuers. It can go places they can't fly or get to themselves.
In terms of how well the tech works, Macarena said...
We have succeeded...
Why am I dying at this? Go on, mate. Sorry.
We have already succeeded in angularly detecting and locating impulsive sounds very precisely with the presence of drone noise. Macarena said the engineers are in the process of patenting their method for tracking down sounds using microphones. He's good with a microphone, old Macarena, to be fair. I've heard his song. It's good. It's done really well. You know, it gets played all over the world, so should know a microphone or two.
She's a she, by the way, which is...
Oh, it's a she. Damn. I've been calling Macarena a he for all this time.
So it works out they're just getting the patent sorted. And since announcing their development, the researchers have been approached by various organizations interested in partnering with Macarena and her team. After finding out drones could hear, I wanted to see if there was tech around that could give any other of the features that I discussed at the top of this podcast could make a killer drone. Other drones have thermal imaging capabilities to scan for body heat, while larger drones can deliver medical supplies and other goods to people in isolated areas. That means they can carry a payload. But researchers are finding more novel uses for an extra set of eyes in the sky, or should I say, noses. the University of Washington has a paper about a new type of tech called a biohybrid odor-guided autonomous palm-sized air vehicle. Basically, a drone with a nose that can smell and locate disaster survivors.
All the smelly people out there are worried, mate.
Fascinating that something digital can actually pick up our smells. The Aerospace Corporation is teaching AI-enabled drones to recognize humans and dogs in trouble, then sharing their locations with rescue teams. The University of Zurich developed a drone to change shape mid-flight to fit into oddly shaped crevices.
We should spare a thought for the sniffer dogs of the world who are about to be put out of the job.
Yeah, back in my day, I could do my job. But now...
It's like when automated checkouts came into supermarkets. Everybody was like, oh, but what about the checkout workers? They're not going to have a job. Mm. Those sniffer dogs now are fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be angry.
Cheers, Macarena.
Thanks to Macarena and people like her. So basically, Nick, I've said a load of words, but basically there are drones and the technology out there that can hear us, see us, smell us, carry things, a.k.a. weapons, shapeshift, can think for themselves, and have autonomous search and destroy built in.
It's, do you know what? When you list it like that, it is quite sinister. And I'm pretty sure there's some warmongers around the world, like wanking themselves silly listening to this. You know what I mean? Like thinking, oh yeah, like I can blow up a load of innocent people and, you know, create doom and misery for loads of people. But then equally, as already pointed out earlier on in the episode, yes, it can do all of those things, but they can actually work for good as well. I mean, I don't know how search and destroy can be good, but maybe like search and help. You know, it's all about how you, like much like on your CV, exactly. It's all about how you market yourself, you know. A drone that can hear you, see you, smell you, can carry your shopping, a.k.a. your furniture that's too heavy for you to carry yourself. It can shapeshift. So if you're being chased by somebody down the street, it can shapeshift into the shape of a massive bouncer who can protect you. It can think for itself. Therefore, you don't have to think for it. And it can search and help you.
That's good marketing, Nick.
I mean, I thought of that off the top of my head. It was pretty shit.
That was great. Like, that's,
you know, if you give me 5 minutes, I could think of something better.
Well, I thought, Nick, though, I thought if the ingredients are out there, then someone must have had a go at putting them all together, for good or for bad. So I did some digging, and I actually found that there are already military-grade autonomous drones that can fly themselves to a specific location, pick their own targets, and kill without the assistance of a human operator. There you go. That's a little taster of what you can get when you're listening to the patron-only episodes of How to Kill an Hour. If you are still only dedicated to our free feed, that's fine. There's plenty there for you to enjoy and kill time with. And if you do want to show us a little bit of love and in return for that, get bonus episodes that are only for patrons and, of course, all of our regular content without ads, then feel free to click the link in the show description or just head to patreon.com/How to Kill an Hour. Anyway, I'll be in your ear holes real soon. See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.